This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Mick Monagle here with you on this, I almost said Football Friday. It's not. It's a Baseball Friday. That's right. The New York Yankees are back in the World Series. It's game day. We have finally made it. I've been waiting all week. It's ridiculous, stupid layoff. It's finally here. Yankees, Dodgers, in what promises to be one of the more exciting World Series we've seen in a while. And I know around here we had hopes for a little bit of a Subway Series, and that would have been amazing. But this World Series, if we could just put that aside, this World Series, Yankees, Dodgers, and all the superstars, and all the MVPs, and all the possible Hall of Famers, and the history of these two teams in the World Series, the two coasts, we've seen already the ticket prices through the roof, just the excitement built around this game that, you know, I don't know if it's built or started to wane at this point, but finally, we are here on a Friday morning getting ready for game one of the World Series, the New York Yankees versus the Los Angeles Dodgers. And I've been waiting to do this specifically when Cole got game one, and you knew he would once it was this long layoff. And they took care of the Guardians without needing them twice. You know, I wanted to talk about, and I've been waiting to do it all week, the two Yankees whose Yankee legacy, for lack of a better term, their careers here in this city, on this team, are on the line in many ways. And their greatness, to whatever extent, is going to be either justified or forever questioned based on this World Series. And with a little bit of a different twinge to both of them. And for me, we'll get to Judge in just a second. But I think Gerrit Cole could quite possibly be the most important figure in this entire series. And depending on how he goes, could determine the winner of this World Series even more than Aaron Judge one way or another. I've talked about the matchup. I'll continue to talk about the matchup, the bullpen, the starting rotation, how deep they go into the games. And the one guy you could trust on to go deep into the game is Gerrit Cole. But more than just the World Series, as we look at it as Yankee fans, and we look at Yankee greats, and so many guys want to call up and compare them to greats, and is he this, is he that? Gerrit Cole, there's a lot of pressure on Gerrit Cole to justify who he is in this Yankee tenure. And these two players specifically, like, how many times have we heard over the last few years, you got to take advantage of the Cole Judge prime. You have to take advantage of having the great starting pitcher and the great hitter in the prime of their careers, and shame on Brian Cashman, and shame on Hal Steinbrenner, and shame on everybody else that has anything to do with this team for not taking advantage of the primes of these two careers in Yankee uniforms and not getting back to the World Series and not winning a championship with these two. And if this tenure ends, if the prime of these two great players ends without a championship, it will go down as one of the more disappointing tenures in Yankee history. And that still stands. They are four wins away from that, as much as, and there's another conversation we had, and we will later today, 888-808-1019, about whether or not the Yankees need to win this World Series to feel like this season was somewhat of a success. Does Brian Cashman need this World Series to get the fan base off his back? These two players need a championship if they are going to go down as great New York Yankees. There is no other way about it. They absolutely have to. And Gerrit Cole specifically, because he was great prior to being in a Yankee uniform, because he was in this game, in this series, without winning it, but with a different organization. And I start there when they took Gerrit Cole away from their biggest competitor. When they went out there after the 2018 season, after having lost an ALCS to the Houston Astros, after having lost the ALDS to the Boston Red Sox, after having lost again the ALCS to the Houston Astros with Gerrit Cole in tow, watching them go on and take on the Nationals in the World Series, after that 2019 season, after the Yankees were just two games away, after the Yankees were yet again not good enough compared to the Houston Astros, the Yankees went out, Hal Steinbrenner went out, and does what he does more than the fans want to give him credit for, went out there and got the superstar. 2018, it was Giancarlo Stanton, and there's plenty to talk about him, and we will. But after 2019, they went out and stole away the great starting pitcher in this league, went out there and paid him more money than any other team, than any other starting pitcher in this league. And that was supposed to be the missing piece. They had the young pieces. They had the lineup. They had the Aaron Judge. They had the Giancarlo Stanton. They had the offense you expected to be good enough. What was missing was that ace to secure down a rotation. And since that moment, we have seen more ALCSs from the Houston Astros. We have seen more failures against the Houston Astros. We have yet to get to this point. We've seen amazing success from Gerrit Cole. We've seen a Cy Young from Gerrit Cole. We've seen him do what he does, one of the more durable pitchers in the start in the rotation in baseball, one of those guys who you can count on, no doubt about it. But ultimately, it's about winning. And specifically, the New York Yankees, in the position they were in, already good enough to take the Astros to Game 6. They were missing one piece. He was brought here in an era where, unlike his father, and I do hate that conversation, but unlike his father, Hal Steinbrenner doesn't want to spend all this money. Hal Steinbrenner isn't out buying every single star. Every single free agency and period isn't laden with just picking up the best. He does go out and get the stars. He pays for these two players. He pays for the superstars when he needs to. And specifically, Gerrit Cole was brought here to be the difference maker in a championship run. And that run has been rather underwhelming, whether it's his fault or not. But the fact of the matter is, when you get paid this much money, when you are the ace starting pitcher, when you live up to that billing in many different ways, including winning a Cy Young, having great regular seasons, but you have moments of failure in the postseason, like the wild card game in Boston. You have moments where it's not quite good enough. You lose a Game 5 on the mound to the Tampa Bay Rays, even though he pitched fine in that game. Ultimately a loss for the New York Yankees. There hasn't been enough postseason success in what was supposed to be the final piece of a championship team, that 17 core that was built up further in 18 with Giancarlo Stanton, built up further in 19 with the real emergence of some of the young players that came up in Gleyber Torres, and you saw more of Sanchez. And while all of those stories and the failings around him have been much more of the reason why the Yankees haven't won, the fact of the matter is, tonight, Game 1 of the World Series against the Los Angeles Dodgers in a pitching matchup that we have seen throughout this postseason and we are going to see in this World Series, starting pitching in many ways becoming more and more irrelevant, becoming more and more unimportant, becoming more and more quick to get to the big arms in the bullpen. Less innings from starters, less importance from starters, super bullpens built up to try and capture you championships, and figuring out how to not let Otani see the same pitcher twice, and you don't want to get through the lineup the third time. So much of that going on throughout the course of this postseason, not just what we're going to see in this World Series. And there is one guy, unlike every other player in the rotation for either of these teams, there is one guy who has consistently gone deep into games in his career, one guy who's capable of it, and one guy who could be the difference maker in this series compared to all others. Because I'm going to get into Judge in a minute here, but there's Judge. He's a great hitter. So is Juan Soto. He might be the best hitter, Aaron Judge. Juan Soto is phenomenal and great and a Hall of Famer and a superstar and is about to make more money than anyone possibly in the history of the sport. Ohtani is an incredible hitter. First player to go 50-50. He's going to win his second MVP. He's going to win his third MVP. And this one is a DH without the added benefit of being a starting pitcher. Freddie Freeman is a Hall of Famer, MVP, World Series champion. Mookie Betts, MVP, Hall of Famer, World Series champion. There are many great hitters in this series. You could argue there is one Gerrit Cole. Now, Yamamoto may become that. But in his first year, plagued by injuries, he's not that right now. There is one difference maker. The guy who was brought here in 2019 to be the difference maker has an opportunity tonight in this series to be the difference maker. And while it hasn't become a big story around this series, there's a chance he pitches three times in this series. You could see him on short rest twice. At the bare minimum, you could see him coming out of the bullpen in a Game 7 situation. There is a chance Gerrit Cole has a chance to impact three different games of this seven-game World Series. I think there is a strong argument that he is the most important New York Yankee heading into today, heading into this series, heading into Game 1. And if he goes out there and does what he's supposed to do and gives the Yankees a victory and guarantees them at minimum a split heading back home for game number 3, considering the pitching matchups here in this series, that could be the difference between winning and losing this series. I think this game, Gerrit Cole, is as important a game and a player that they will see all series long. He was brought here in 2019 to be the difference maker. He was brought here in 2019 and paid more money than any starting pitcher in history to be the guy to put the Yankees over the top. This isn't necessarily about Yankee legacy and greatness the way it is for Judge. It's not about Monument Park the way it is for Judge. He's not a homegrown Yankee like Aaron Judge is. It's a little bit of a difference. He's not as great as he's been. He's not a historical figure the way Aaron Judge is. He's just one of many superstars brought here to be the difference maker, like CC Sabathia was. And he delivered year one. And he will forever be loved in this town. And he has a very good chance. In fact, I think he will be a Hall of Famer, and he probably will go in a Yankee uniform. But he's not one of the greats in the history of the sport. He's just an unbelievable starting pitcher who was brought here to change the dynamic of the club and be someone who can bring a championship back to the Bronx, and that's what he did. And that's what Gerrit Cole has to do. This isn't about monuments. It's not about Yankee legacy. It's about his personal legacy. And it's about if he's good enough to be that piece brought here to bring a championship, like Catfish Hunter, like CC Sabathia. Guys brought here after time periods of not winning and being that piece that changes who they are and how successful they can be in the postseason and into the World Series. That's what's on the table tonight for Gerrit Cole. And then you get to, obviously, the great one in Aaron Judge. And his legacy is on the line, and I just kind of explained there in a different way. This is about what kind of all-time player he is. This is about what kind of all-time great Yankee he is. This is the legacy of what we know has been and what will continue to be one of the greatest players we have ever seen. And that's not hyperbole. This guy just had arguably the greatest season a right-handed hitter has ever had in the history of baseball. That's how good he is. He's one of the few players to have multiple 50 home run games. He's one of the He's one of the rare hitters. I mean, this guy is competing for triple crowns on a yearly basis. He is going to Monument Park. He is the Yankee captain. He is someone who could have left, chose to stay in free agency, got massive amounts of money, is the leader of this team, someone the entire team looks up to, someone the fan base can get behind as a homegrown Yankee. This is about what kind of feelings you have as you look at the monument of Aaron Judge that will be there, no doubt. He is a Hall of Fame player. He's going to Monument Park. Whether he wins these games or not, it's about how we feel about it when we pass that monument. Because if he comes up small yet again and proceeds to give the fan base a reason to doubt him as one of the great players, to give this fan base a reason to say, great player, but couldn't do it in the clutch. He's no Derek Jeter. Like, I get call after call after call. This is an opportunity on the biggest stage against the biggest opponent possible. Measuring up against the other great players of the generation. Make no mistake. Judge and Ohtani are the two best players in baseball. They're going to be measured up in the series. It's going to be a major talking point. Yes, Juan Soto's terrific. Yes, they have other Hall of Famers in the series. Those are the two best players in baseball. Those are the two MVPs this season. And because of his lack of success in the postseason up until this point, and as I said before to start this open, the feeling of ruining his prime, it's up to him now. Even with the struggles, you could always point to the failings of the New York Yankees. You could point to the not all in nature of Brian Cashman and Hal Steinbrenner. And you can always point to, you know, the Astros are better and the Yankees aren't very good and the Yankees didn't do enough to build this team and blah, 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 blah. And they can't even get back to the World Series. He has no excuses. They added another great player in Juan Soto. They are here in the World Series. He has underperformed. They have got here, not despite of him because he's had a couple of big moments and he hasn't been god-awful, but they have got here on the backs in many ways of other players, of Giancarlo Stanton, of Juan Soto namely. It's no longer about what the Yankees can do to secure success during his prime. His prime is now, and it's up to him to decide what kind of Yankee legacy he's going to have. And it's right there before him. And it's not an easy matchup, and they're going to do everything they can to make it difficult for him. I don't know if he's going to see more than one pitcher in a game, you know, have more than one at-bat against a single pitcher in a single game this series. This is how they play it. But the fact of the matter is these two players are going for Yankee legacy and Yankee greatness. And Aaron Judge, without question, is the greatest Yankee player to don the uniform since Mickey Mantle. I don't think there's an argument. He is the most talented player to play for the franchise since Mickey Mantle. Mickey Mantle hit home runs in the World Series. Mickey Mantle won championships. We compared the two of them and him to Ruth and Gehrig. They won championships. Babe Ruth hit 3 home runs in World Series games on multiple occasions. Joe DiMaggio won championships. Derek Jeter won championships. Mariano Rivera won championships. If you are going to be viewed as one of those greats, he has to come through in this moment. And this ends the debate of the Yankees. Will they ever do enough to help Judge during his prime? They've done enough. This team is good enough. We're going to get through a lot of it here over the next couple of hours before we get to the game on Friday night about the different matchups and how this team, if you look at it, has a lot of strengths over the Dodgers and is the better team in many matchups. The debate is over. When will they give him enough? Right now. When will this Yankee team make sure they're good enough in his prime to win a championship? That's over. It's right now. It's up to him to secure that championship in his prime. And so far, he hasn't done enough. It's time to step up now and become that Yankee great, to become that champion, and to settle once and for all. Will his career be mired as a Dan Marino? As an all-time great without the championships? And it's one thing if you do it for the Miami Dolphins. It's another if you do it for the New York Yankees. You will never be the beloved captain. You will never be one of the heroes of this franchise if he doesn't end his career with a World Series. Now, I think there's some pressure off of him and the rest of the team having already got there. But specifically for him, the pressure persists because he has to win a championship to be what he's supposed to be. It's no longer on Brian Cashman. It's no longer on Aaron Boone. It's no longer on Hal Steinbrenner to supply him with that team. He's got it. And he's right here tonight, starting tonight in a World Series where he is toe-to-toe with a team that they're just as good as. And it's up to him to deliver a championship to the New York Yankees. 888-808-1019. So we start with that. We'll get into a bunch of different matchups. I have a thing on Giancarlo Stanton I want to talk about because I'm hearing a lot of from different people that the Cleveland Guardians just were awful. And they pitched him terribly and made a bunch of mistakes, and the Dodgers won't do that. We got to get into whether or not Giancarlo is just a mistake hitter or if Giancarlo's different in the postseason. Some advantages and different and disadvantages that these two teams have heading into it that I think will play big. But for me, the two key figures will be the two guys, because as great as Juan Soto is, as great as he is, and as much as he's been a focal point, and that home run is enormous, and we're all concerned about where he's going to go next year, and hopefully he becomes one of these guys I'm talking about in the next couple years that he has to justify his legacy or whatever the case may be. He's here for 1 year. He's had a great year. We don't know the future of him. What we do know is these two guys specifically have been the bookends of a team that's supposed to win a championship. These two guys, they have the best starting pitcher in the game, the best hitter in the game. You can't let it squander. It's not about Brian Cashman anymore. It's not about Hal Steinbrenner anymore. These two guys have to do their jobs. And you could argue they're the two central figures in this series that need to get it done to win a championship for the New York Yankees. 888-808-1019. Take your calls all the way to 5 o'clock in the warm-up show, but we are here. No more speculation. No more waiting around. Game day, Yankees. Dodgers, World Series, Game 1. Gerrit Cole on the mound, looking to go deep into this game and give the Yankees an advantage after one. McMonagle here with you all the way to 5 o'clock in the warm-up show. Your call's next right here on The Fan.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app. This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.